Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, I'm Kitty. I'm in East Cowes at the Shoreside Cafe to meet Peter May and John Jenkins and Kelly, who have walked from St Helens to East Cowes. Now, Peter and John have walked in their interesting women's footwear, and Kelly has walked with two wings full of flip-flops. It weighs 2 stones. Peter, you've just done 12 miles in a pair of stiletto heels.
I've got to correct you there, because we've actually done 13.2 miles.
13.2?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Which is a half a marathon. We misjudged it.
You misjudged it?
Unfortunately.
Well, hey, you know, that's even better, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's very painful.
So tell us what you've been doing today.
Right. Well, we left St Helens at 11 o'clock. We set off. I was in my stiletto heels, 4-inch heels. Kelly from White Dash was wearing her flip-flop wings, which weigh an incredible 2 stone.
I've seen her shoulders, so yeah. You're very sore.
And we set off from there. We had great support at Fakenham Farm from everyone. We had a nice sending off, and we headed off on our travels.
So how long has it taken you to walk your 13.2 miles today?
About 5 hours, 55 minutes.
You know, that's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Well, It's not any record by any means, but it was done in extreme circumstances.
Well, that's just absolutely fabulous, though, when you think about it, because you're wearing stiletto heels. John was wearing those really, really heavy boots.
New rock boots.
And Kelly was wearing her flip-flop wings.
That's right, yeah.
You know, and that is just amazing. And did you have lots of support on the way round?
We had great support on the way round. People met us at all different points along the route, gave us money. They've donated online today. And yeah, incredible support. We arrived down here at the Shoreside Cafe to a great welcome.
You did.
And it's just fantastic how something so small turned into something like this. I don't know, but it has been an incredible journey and great support.
The thing I need to ask you is, have you enjoyed it?
Yes, it's been a buzz all along the way. We've done some quirky things, and yeah, apart from the pain, it has been fantastic.
So you've done some absolutely fabulous things along the way to raise extra money, haven't you?
We have, yeah. I've done waiter for the day in heels. I've fitted tyres for the day in heels. I've walked around God's Hill Model Village. I've been in the bus museum. And last weekend, I did an Eddie Izzard spoof photo shoot down here at the Shoreside Cafe.
I saw that. May I use that photo?
You may use the photos, yes.
I see you've got some very interesting nails.
I've still got my nails, my Eddie Izzard nails on, which I've kept on all week because someone sponsored me to keep them on at £10
and
a day.
And that's even whilst you've been fitting tyres?
Whilst I've been fitting tyres,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They have been trimmed a bit. They've been a bit battle-scarred, but anything to raise a few extra pounds for a fantastic cause.
So you tell us why you're doing this.
I'm doing it for White Dash, which is an incredible charity on this island with a domestic abuse support hub in Newport. And they help so many people, and they have done for so many years. And it is just incredible.
How much have you raised so far?
So far today, our total is running at £6,100.
That's absolutely fantastic,
yeah,
isn't it?
So.
And John is here now.
Hello.
Hello, John. So, John, you did really well today.
Yeah, it's an amazing feat. Very tiring.
Very tiring. And you had to pull out at Osborne Garage, so only the very final bit, really.
Yeah, it was just getting too much. My feet were dropping off my legs.
Oh, bless you. And those boots look very heavy.
Yeah, they are. I didn't realise how heavy they were.
Well, not many people usually walk around in such, you know, such long distances in them, I suppose.
Yeah.
And are you pleased you've done it?
Yeah, really pleased. It's been a good day out, hasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic
day. It's been a good day out.
Seen bits of the island you wouldn't normally see.
That's absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been great.
Well, thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Kitty.
And Pete, finally, are you doing it next year?
I'm sure we'll do something next year. We're going to do another little walk at the end of the summer, end of July, a little flat walk for some elderly people and disabled people that want to get involved. So watch our Facebook page for that. We're going to do something there, and watch out for something really quirky on the run up to Christmas.
Rightio. Well, thank you so much, Pete. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.